Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices are called fully steady to 50 cent per hundredweight higher today amid reports that some plants need additional hogs for the first half of the week. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents higher with top prices from $32 to $38.50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, February 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 15,630. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42.50 to $56. The weighted average was $53.04, a gain of 86 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.88 to $44, the weighted average $40.49. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $21,125. The base price range was $42.25 to $58.65, the weighted average $54.79, a gain of $1.79 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35 to $44, and the weighted average was $42.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, some more unusual weather on the way for this time of year.
Yeah, we've had some unusual weather already, and more is on the way. Right now, it appears that severe thunderstorm warning for northern LaSalle County has been canceled. And right now, the only warning in our two-state area, a severe thunderstorm warning for Knox County in Illinois. And Knox County is located in west-central Illinois. It's in effect until 9:30, so the Galesburg area under a severe thunderstorm warning. Some thunderstorms have developed in west-central Illinois and are pushing northeastward toward northern Illinois. And some locally heavy rains with that as well. Yesterday, we had quite a bit of weather. A snowstorm, a brief but very intense snowstorm across eastern Iowa and northern Illinois. Many locations picking up 2 and 3 inches of snow in 1 hour's time, along with thunder and lightning. And around Kankakee, around 3 inches. In the Chicago area, 3 to 4 inches. And again, most of that coming in about 1 to 2 hours. Now in Keokuk, Iowa, in eastern Iowa, a little bit southwest of Iowa City, more than a foot of snow fell in a couple spots yesterday. So a big snowstorm across eastern Iowa into northern Illinois yesterday evening, but that all pushed on out. Now temperatures are warm enough that the precipitation up that way is falling in the form of rain, and anything frozen is hail coming out of the thunderstorms. And looks like that storm in Knox County means business. There's now some mesocyclone features, meaning rotation in the thunderstorm there. So that storm is powerful. It's got some large hail as well. As far as rest of the weather story, yesterday, of course, we had thunderstorms around here, and in a couple hours' time, picked up 2/3 of an inch of rain, and we also had mixed in some freezing rain. We're right on that boundary. Had a little bit of sleet and snow pellets, and also even some clumpy wet snow flakes with the thunder and lightning. Now we're warm enough and will be warm enough here that anything that will fall will be in the form of rain through tomorrow night, much of tomorrow night. Colder air coming back in early Wednesday morning. It looks like just some spotty showers around today into tonight. Better chance of steady rain and heavier rain tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. And I am worried about flooding across the two-state area. We have a thick snowpack and some places, still over 6 inches of snow. Here we have a very wet and compressed 4 inches of snow on the ground. And you combine the melting of that snow rapidly with temperatures getting up around 50 degrees and then heavy rain, and that's just going to aggravate problems. Actually, we're going into this situation worse than we went into the situation in early January that caused all of the flooding in Watseka and some of the other rivers in northern portions of Illinois and Indiana. So if you are in a flood-prone area, I would definitely pay close attention to the weather here for the next several days. And if you live downstream on one of the major rivers, you're probably going to have lowland floodplain flooding for weeks to come, as a lot of moisture is still on the way, and there's a lot that's going to be melting as well. So that's going to be an issue here that isn't going to go away anytime soon. I guess the only silver lining to all this is when we go into the planting season, the subsoil moisture levels, again this year, similar to last year, are going to be in great shape because we've had a lot more moisture than we typically get at this time of year. Quick update on South America. Looks like there's going to be some warm weather and generally dry weather early this week, but some showers may get into the drier areas later in the week. That would include eastern portions of Argentina and southern Brazil. And some areas are a little too wet in the middle of the Brazilian bean belt, but so far, we don't have any reports of many real problems, but there may be slow harvesting. Harvesting is beginning in Mato Grosso, and that's due to all the wet conditions there. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.98, up 7.75. Last trade up 11.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.48.5, up 5.5. Last trade up 10. July opened at 8.75, up a half. Last trade up 11.75. March corn opened at 5.01.25, up 3/4. Last trade up 5.25. July 5.22, down 1/4. Last trade up 5.25. December 5.19 unchanged. Last trade up 5.75. March beans opened at 12.89.5, up 2.5. Last trade up 12.75. July, 13.19.25, down 3/4. Last trade up 12.5. November, 12.54.5, up 1/4. Last trade up 10. March soybean meal opened at 3.44.20, up $1. Last trade up 3.50. March soybean oil opened at 54.18, up 6. Last trade up 51. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it does appear, at least off the opening bell, that the markets are looking to build on what they started last week with an upward trend bias.
Certainly looks like it right now, and we're being led by the wheat market. Your Minneapolis wheat was up the 30-cent limit again last night. That's going to provide support to the Chicago and Kansas City wheat markets and thereby bring some support back into the corn market. But generally, I think these markets are on a run to try and get back to their old highs, and I tend to think they take them out. And I think this is a critical time period. I mean, we're getting started with some very good levels for crop insurance numbers that we'll base this month of February on. So I like what we're doing. I think it's going to give farmers a great opportunity to look to go out here and get some type of protection put down here as time moves forward. Fundamental news is fairly quiet this morning. We're still getting some rain down in the Mato Grosso area in Argentina or in Brazil, which is a little bit concerning for those crops that are ready to be harvested down there, and there's more rain on its way this week. So we'll hear increased talk probably about rust issues down there along with quality issues of the beans being harvested. And then I was reading another story talking about some freeze damage on some possible freeze damage on some wheat over in China. But other than that, we trade a little bit of corn with Japan overnight. It's the lunar holiday. over in the Asian markets, so it's going to be a little bit thin on the trade side, I do believe, for this week. But look for everything to be very firm as we get started. I think corn will be four better as we get started and probably run up 6 to 7 cents during the day, maybe even higher. I think beans start out 10 better and probably trade 15 to 20 higher as the day goes forward.
What's the early word for the February 8th USDA reports?
Oh, nobody's really paying much attention. I don't think anybody's getting that excited about it. We're more looking forward to the Outlook conference to see what they've got to say on the 21st and 22nd. Early word is we see very little change in the corn numbers based on what they gave us back in January. And my guess is the Feds will, USDA will probably leave that basically unchanged. So I don't look for that to be a major market mover today, Dave.
And how does the Merck side of CME Group open?
Well, I like the way the hogs finally started trading. I mean, I still view the hog market as being one that we're going to drive people out of the business. And long term, I would not want to be short fall months forward. I tend to think that we could have a pretty good run out here and stuff in the hogs because we're not going to have the hogs to kill. We're not going to be able to continue to run them the way we're running them today, you know, killing 2.3. At one point, we were up over 2.4 million head a week in the hogs. So I think the cattle market is yet to catch on, but it will in time. I think this cattle market will take off and make a nice run at it also.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana.